Hey everybody, how's it going? So I wanted to record a quick little thing here for a couple reasons. Number one, I'm testing out a new recording app on my highly advanced piece of recording equipment, which I say facetiously, but an iPhone, when you think about it, is pretty crazy. It's like a computer in your pocket, you know, which is cool. E3 was really, really good. Back from E3. It's first thing in the morning, by the way, so that's why I sound all kind of, I haven't had any coffee yet. So I'm hoping to take care of that right now. But anyway, E3 was good. I got a couple of really good conversations that I'll be sharing with you guys shortly. I'm working on cleaning up the audio some, just so it's easier to understand with background noise and easier to hear. So I talked to a couple of people that I think are gonna be pretty interesting for you guys, so I hope they are, and when you find out who they are, and let me know what you think. Anyway, so what was the other thing? There's E3 there. I feel like there was something else. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll think of it. Anyway, so this morning, like I said, it's early in the morning right now, and this morning I woke up. Oh, that's what it was. It's the lead-in to what we're talking about right now. I was on a podcast this week called Community Signal, and Community Signal, it's geared mostly toward community professionals, which sort of essentially means, hey, you're a community manager, you're a community developer, you work in community already. But there's a lot of great insights that can be gleaned from someone that wants to be in community. So if that sounds like you, if that sounds like a thing you'd be into, I would highly suggest checking out Community Signal. It's hosted by a friend of mine, Patrick O'Keefe. And Patrick has been in community management for like ages. And he has just so much knowledge to share. And his show is really, really good. It's squad goals, I'm telling you, for this show. Like his show notes are really together and all that kind of thing, so that might be a great place for us to end up one of these days. But for now, I'm pretty happy with the setup that we've got going here. I feel like I'm able to really easily, quickly share thoughts and different things like that with you guys, and I think that's super valuable. I hope you do too. So anyway, I was on Community Signal this past week, and so this morning I get up and I have a tweet from this fine gentleman, and I don't have his Twitter handle in front of me, but suffice it to say, you know, he enjoyed the show, he listened to it, he enjoyed it, and you know, he sort of came back saying like, hey, you know, this inspired me to sort of get started on my own thing, and I know that, you know, luck plays a big part in this. Everybody says luck plays a big part in this, but you know, I got my fingers crossed. I'm doing it, and so I replied to him and I told him you know what I'm about to say, because I've had some thoughts on this morning. I replied to him and I also sort of dropped a little truth bomb on Twitter, just in the form of a Twitter thread. So check that out over at Joe King when you have some time. But here's the thing, like luck plays a little bit of a role in this, right? But I think it's so minor that it's almost like not even worth mentioning, you know? Like, sure, you're, you know, there's a right place, right time element, you know? Sometimes, you know, opportunities absolutely do seem to form out of nowhere, and you later can't really figure out how that happened, and there's just a serendipity about it, right? But I think that it's important to note that luck isn't everything. And I feel like, you know, his tweet sort of gave me the sense that, it reminded me rather, that I think it's really easy sometimes for us to want to do something and even be fired up to do something and ready to do it. But then this whole thought process comes into our heads of, well, you know, I want to do that and that's great, but I don't know, I got to get lucky. I got to just wait for the opportunity to present itself, you know? And that's true in a way. That's true to some degree, but only to some degree. I think it's really more important to be doing the thing you want to do, and then at the same time, searching out opportunities to do it professionally. You could also change that language around to sort of align with any sort of goal that you might have. Again, I feel like the things that we talk about on the show are, they're not just for the gaming industry, you know, they're for any industry, any job, any goal that you want to achieve. You know, I feel like there's some pretty transferable stuff here. And, so I think that's good, but in speaking with, you know, with the context that we have, and that's the gaming industry in this case, don't worry about luck, you know, and certainly don't not do something. Don't not do something because you're waiting for luck to show up and you're waiting for luck to sort of let everything fall into place. That's not how this works a lot of the time, and that's not how it should work for you. That's certainly not the mindset you should have. You know, you should have a mindset that's more in line with, hey, you know, this is a thing I want to do and I'm preparing for it and I'm grinding and I'm working hard to make it happen. And then invariably, when those opportunities do arrive, you know, the powers that be, let's say, are going to recognize, oh, hey, this person is already building levels, or they're already, you know, making mods and programming and making games, or they've already built a community. You know, I'm firmly of the belief that I don't think hiring managers anywhere, but especially in the gaming industry, I really don't think that their core objective is to find someone that's already an expert at what they're doing and they're already the best. I think they want to find the best person for the role. And there's a big difference there. I don't think that you have to go into your first job in the industry as an expert and being able to sell yourself as an expert. That comes later, you know? That comes later and with time. And I also think that's a distinction that, you know, being an expert, it's like having a nickname. Like, you don't give yourself a nickname, right? You get a nickname from somewhere else. And I think it's the same thing. I think later on, under the right circumstance, someone else might dub you an expert in whatever it is you're doing. But that's not something you need to worry about. That's not really up to you, right? So I think to sort of suture this hot take up, what I would say is, don't worry about luck. Just do the damn thing, right? And once you're doing it, as you get better, as you progress, you're going to be more confident. You're going to be learning, obviously, as you go. And I think that coupled with your confidence is going to make you go further than you really could ever imagine. But don't get caught up on the stuff that comes later of feeling like you have to be an expert, and certainly don't wait on luck. Grind it out, work hard, do what you got to do. Hit me up on Twitter at Joe King if you have questions. If I can help you, I'm happy to. My DMs are open. Shoot me a DM. It doesn't have to be public, and it can be totally private. Hit me up, and I will hope to talk to you guys soon. Enjoy it. Have a good Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. Have a good week. Have a good day whenever you're listening to this, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, guys. Bye.